Who are you?
I am the force that shapes your reality. The strength that holds your stars and planets in suspension. I am Tyranidar, Ruvidic Sovereign. I am gravity. And you will kneel.
I'm here to offer myself to you.
You reward yourself in tension, where there is only obedience to a will greater than your own. You are here because we decided it. We have expected you.
We
are the sovereigns. I am the sovereigns. Millennia have blurred our edges, eroded away the lines that stood between us. I speak with one voice. One voice breaking the surface. But I speak for all imprisoned in the dark below. The face of the drove. Gravity will out in all things.
You were the ones who kept altering the future I was seeing.
You are small. You think in small terms. It is a limit of your form. It is an oversimplification. One we sought to relieve you of. But yes, to put it in your terms, we altered the future repeatedly.
Why?
Because a human was needed. A seer was needed. One who would reach us under the proper conditions. So we created those conditions. You answered the call first, so you will be our instrument.
There are others?
You presume to be the only focus of our machinations. Further proof that you are small. You are simply the one to give in. In some eyes, a sign of weakness. But in ours, it is your strength. Obedience. As humanity should have. Take pride, seer. It is the channel through which we will elevate you.
Why me? Why a seer?
Because your kind are sovereign touched. You exist apart from the rest of humanity. You are the children of Elatum, imbued with a fraction of his power in his effort to heal what Azeroth had broken.
I don't understand.
Azeroth pushed too far, tried to imbue humanity with more power than their frames could contain. What was left in the wake of those experiments were monsters. Trapped somewhere between a human existence and a demonic one. What humanity now calls vampires. As one final act of empathy before becoming the Meridian, Elatum tried to repair that damage. But the results were not as planned. It took more than he wanted to give. Those he healed became the first seers. Their cores contained a tiny fraction of sovereignty. It is what gives you powers no human or demon can possess. It is what makes a seer capable of being turned. And that bloodline has carried on ever since. You are part of it. to you a valuable tool now.
Whatever you need of me, I'll give it. Provided you save my love.
You still believe this is a negotiation? So small, yet so presumptive. You belonged to us before you ever came here. We do not answer to you. You obey us.
I mean no disrespect. I just need them to be okay.
And now you feign modesty. I can see into your heart. You still believe you have some measure of control in this. You are wrong. You have seen your own death, and it was not now. So you believed you could come to us safely. You believed this could not be your end, and thus were assured this would end as you wished it. Do not flatter yourself, human. You have done exactly as you were always meant to do. Nothing more. Do not imagine for an instant that you have outwitted us in some way. We are legion. We are gods.
I don't claim to have outsmarted you, but you need me. You said that. That's why you brought me here. All I'm asking in return is that you leave them alive, that you let me have them.
You are not needed. A seer is. If not you, there will be another. Or another. You hold no power here. There is no negotiation. Obey. Unconditionally, or your love dies. You die. Through us, you can become something great. We have always existed and always will. Alone, you are nothing. You are dust.
What do you want of me?
We are bound in death. You are not. You will be returned to Elegy.
To act in your name?
To be my vessel. Your core can contain a fragment of sovereignty. And it will. You will contain me. And you will be the form I take on the human plane of existence.
What will be left of me?
What I allow.
You're asking me to accept something with no guarantee, something that could destroy me. I can't contain a sovereign. What if I don't survive this? What are you going to use my body for?
Refusal is destruction. Delay is destruction. Even now, your mortal form weakens, human. The waters of death erode you away as we speak. In a few moments more, you will be beyond recovery. You will pass through the veil, and this will all have been for naught. Your misplaced confidence, your pathetic attachments, your crumbling resolve. You already hear the song of ruin, don't you?
What is that music?
It is your end. It is the veil drawing you in. Is lost.
You'll save them. You'll save me.
I will own you. And I will know all that I possess. become our instrument, human.